Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
No, I don't think it's urgency right now. There's a little bit of frustration from guys. We're not panicking in the clubhouse. We're just guys are trying to put together good at bats and feeding off each other a little bit. It's just a little bit of a challenge right now. Different ways, yeah. You do all different things. We'll have a hitters and pitchers meeting, just like we do every series before every series. After the off day, and remind them that they're really good players, and keep encouraging and staying positive. It's important right now. This wasn't our best road trip. Didn't catch a lot of breaks. We need to pitch better out of the rotation also to give our guys an opportunity. But we need to be, we should be scoring more runs than we are, and we need to have more competitive at bats. And a lot goes into that, but nothing to do except to keep on going.
Keep on keeping on. Never stop, never stopping, right? Brandon Hyde, Vinny at 81.057 The Fan. Vinny is off today. He'll be back on Monday. Not to bury Brandon Hyde, but Penn State did lose last night, unfortunately, in the Frozen 4-3-1 to BU. But great run by the Nittany Lions, surprising everyone, even getting this far, even getting into the tournament, much less the Frozen Four. But their run came to an end, unfortunately. They will play BU, Western Michigan, who won an epic game against Denver in 2 overtimes. So if you missed it on ESPN2, Penn State loses last night to BU 3-1. But getting back to Brandon Hyde, Ryan Ripken will be in 11 o'clock. Me and Nolan are here for you. Featured Artist Friday. And it's an awesome band. It gets the Bob Haney thumbs up seal of approval, which means it must be really awesome. I like the Orioles and their play as of late. And look, this is a team minus a few pieces, but still with, you know, the core group together, that's had 3 straight winning seasons. Going back to 2022. Remember, there was a time in 22. There was like a day in August late where they were in Tampa and they won the opener of the series. That if you had started the playoffs that day or the next day, the Orioles would have been one of the wild cards. Then D.L. Hall was called up. He started, struggled. Now on the 60-day IL in Milwaukee with that lat thing. I guess it follows you everywhere. And then 23, they won 100 games for the first time in 43 years. And last year, they make the playoffs. But first time in, 96, 97, they had gone back-to-back. And if they have a winning season this year, and I'm not ready to say they're only going to win 70, 80 games, even though a lot of people are kind of jumping on that bandwagon, this would be the first time since 1968 to 1985, they had nothing but winning seasons. It's the first time in 40 years they've had four consecutive winning seasons. And I like to tell the younger listeners out there, and what's up, youngsters? 1985, I was 20. Nolan, I grew up with nothing but winning baseball. No 14 straight losing seasons. Hell, 88 win year was a bad year for the Orioles. So I was like, this is my birthright to watch championship baseball. Six World Series, three titles, blah, blah, blah. All in my lifetime. Now, I was still drooling on a couple of them. In 83, I was drooling because I was drinking too much. Celebrating the 83 championship at 18 years old. But it was like, hey, we're good every year. Start spring training, Orioles are finishing top three. They're going to be one of the best teams. And if the playoff format that's today was in place, they would have had multiple. They had playoff teams every year. But that wasn't the rules. Rules have changed. And the success rate changed. So getting, I'm not trying to sell you the four straight winning seasons, because to me that would suck. Great winning season, good. Not making the playoffs and winning, that would step a monumental step backwards. But you dig where I'm coming from here, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and expectations change. Yep. You know, you win 101 games, you don't just go to the next year and say, well, we're happy to be here. You know, we'll roll the dice and see what happens. No, I mean, that was the turning point right there. I think at the time we rightfully acknowledged that it was happening a lot sooner than we anticipated. I don't know if anyone even thought that 100 wins was on the table at any point during this rebuild. I mean, success was, but to reach that high of a peak, things change. And since then, objectively speaking, it's only been a full year and now a smidge of this year. Objectively speaking, it's been moving backwards.
Yep.
And it's not even like a regular season win total thing, because to follow up 100 wins with another 100 win season, well, that's unrealistic. Let's be honest about that. So go from 100 to 90 where they were, that's fine, but then do something in the playoffs. That would have been a step forward last year. Win the wild card series, don't get swept in the divisional round, would have been considered a step forward in my view.
Mm-hmm.
So just objectively, they have done nothing but go backwards since that peak.
Isn't there a 100-game sample size of sub-500 baseball?
That's what we're looking at.
Yeah, that speaks to your concerns there. And, you know, last offseason or prior to spring training, Michael Elias traded for Corbin Burnes. Splash move. And for the first whatever 60-some games of the season, maybe even more than 70, heading into mid-June, they were the best team in baseball, or could make an argument that they were.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for four lines with all the data you need and four free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's four lines for $25 a line plus four free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And since then, they haven't been. They've been competitive, made the playoffs, went quietly, didn't make a splash move, which everyone wanted this offseason. They offered Burns fair money. I don't want to belabor this point. I would have liked to have seen them make a real move at Garrett Crochet, and as Ryan Ripken said yesterday, well, Chicago wanted Samuel Bassaio and Jackson Holliday. And if I'm Mike Elias, I'm kind of reluctant to make that trade too, because Garrett Crochet's track record of success is very limited, basically 1 year. You have no idea what Holliday or Bassaio will turn out to be. But we knew they needed pitching. Sagano was like, who the hell's he? Get on the Google machine and figure it out. And in two starts, looks like a guy that's going to compete. We knew Charlie Martin's been good, but he's 41. Eflin, solid in a strong, air quotes, rotation. He's like your third starter. If he's on the opening day roster last year for the Orioles, he's their third starter. Now he's your ace. Now he's gone. So the pitching concerns are real. But is this a mediocre, less than mediocre team? And is there more to the equation? And Brandon Hyde in the open also said, we need to score more runs. Therein lies, to me, the big problem. We knew the rotation was going to be shaky. Maybe not as lame as it's been in some areas. You have two starting pitchers with ERAs over 8 three times through. But where's the offense? They've hit 6 home runs since they hit 6 on opening day. 7 times this year, and they played 13 games. They've scored 3 runs or less. They don't have a save situation yet because they're either blowing somebody out or getting spanked. The offense, to me, has been a major disappointment for them. Now minus Kowalczyk, and you were minus Gunner for the first, 9 games of the season.
Right, I'm with you 100%. You know, I mean, just coming into the year, you're right. You know, the offense was expected to carry that weight. And, okay, you lose Santander. Kowalczyk's been hurt. You know, Henderson got the delayed start. But even still, the talent 1-9 in this lineup is more than capable, based on what we've seen in years past, to carry the load for this team. And they're just not doing it. And even more frustrating is the manner in which they're underachieving. You know, like you said, you hit 5 home runs one day. The next day, it's can't even get a guy on base.
2 home runs since last Thursday.
Right. But even home runs aside, they're not doing anything. You know, give me something here. You know, give me a ball in the outfield. That's all I was saying in the series finale against the Diamondbacks. It's like, it's almost contagious one way or the other. If they start hot, they'll take off and run with it. If they get through the first 2-3 innings and they're maybe getting no hit, or they maybe just 1 base runner, a walk or something like that, you're sitting there saying, well, I don't have to watch the rest of the game because I know where this is going. I don't know if it's a mentality thing, what's going on. Guys are pressing. It's very early for that, I would think. They seem to be committed to the process. Everyone that talked after that game on Wednesday said, I would just stick with it. The hits will come. We can't change anything drastic. And to some extent, I understand that. But I don't know, man. I mean, you change hitting coaches on a yearly basis.
Yeah. And in some cases, you have multiple hitting coaches. But you said they're not pressing. To me, the approach still seems what it was in August, September, into October last year. Guys trying to do a little more than they should. I mean, the game against Arizona, the opener. Who was it? Merrill Kelly, I believe.
That was Gallen.
Gallen. Yeah. That was the best approach all season long. Made him get deep in accounts, got big hits when they needed to get them. And then after that, I mean, they had opportunities to blow open games, game 2 of the series, for instance, and the double plays are killing them, for sure. It's a very flawed baseball team right now. And Toronto's coming in. They just took 3 out of 4 at Fenway, losing yesterday in extras, but No, I'm not pushing panic buttons, but maybe looking at it from a more realistic point of view that they're good enough maybe to get to the playoffs. But wait till we get to the whip. Like guys like Ryan Mountcastle, for instance. It's like, where are these guys? Everyone's kind of regressed from where they were just a couple years ago.
Right.
Not everyone, but a few players.
Yeah, like a Cedric.
Ones that matter.
Sure. I mean, it makes it a little more frustrating because a guy like Cedric Mullins, well, he started last year horrible.
Yeah.
This year, he's red hot.
He got hot, what, August, September? Yeah. And he's kind of rolled it through into the season.
So even a case like that, some guys are better, but it's just not enough. And I feel like, you know, some people say, oh, well, if Henderson was ready to go right from the jump, I don't know. Like a game like Wednesday, give me 100% healthy Henderson. Give me Zach Eflin on the mound in that game. They still don't win. I'm sorry. They just, the full team approach just isn't there. It goes beyond just, oh, you're missing one or two pieces here. And I said it yesterday, help isn't on the horizon. There's nobody coming to save you. It's the core we're looking at right now. It's up to them to turn it around.
Orioles back on the diamond tonight, weather permitting. Look, it's going to rain all day. They're not playing tonight. And hopefully the Orioles will get religion and let everyone know that they're not playing at an appropriate time. And looking at the weather forecast, because I'll go Bob Turk, not Bob Haney, there's a possibility of a little doubleheader action on Saturday. I know it's going to rain into the morning, but let's not bleep around here.